Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Marriage, who cares?
Minor detail.
All of a sudden, I had all the feels. The right ones, the wrong ones, the in-between ones.
He could just sing to me all day, every day. He is so beautiful, it hurts.
I'm going to have to go home after we finish this list. I want to be her. I don't want to be married to a guy.
I like the tall, bald guy.
No, you're going to be naked in the bed. Let's be real.
I'll make sure my husband doesn't listen to this podcast.
Hi, Deontay.
Hi, Shannon.
Are you getting darker?
Probably.
You get a suntan?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time at the water park, and we have friends who have pools and stuff. So
that's not offensive for me to ask, is it?
No.
If you're getting darker?
Mm-mm.
Because I think you've gotten darker.
I have.
Okay, good. It's summer, so.
Yeah, Kelly told me the other day. Did you put sunscreen on the kids? No.
Why?
Well, because we're already brown. I mean, yes, brown people can burn, but it's not really hot enough for us to burn yet.
Okay.
So.
Just get in the habit.
Well, I mean, I do. Like when it's super hot, then, and I knew we were going to be out in the heat of the day, then yeah, I do it then. But if we're just going to be, you know, hanging out late afternoon for an hour or two, we're good. So yes, working on my tan.
Yeah, it's working for you too. I like it.
Thank you.
I have a note in my phone right now because I've been working on an updated top 10 celebrity list.
Okay.
Top 10, call them free passes, hall passes, whatever. I just call them the hottest people that are famous and I like. Pretty much. I wouldn't do anything with them, probably.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
I mean, maybe on a couple of them.
Well, I'm married, so it would probably be bad form.
That's okay. Marriage, who cares?
Minor details.
I've really completely reworked my list because before it had pretty much one person on it.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson.
Right.
Everything was about Kelly Clarkson. I loved Kelly Clarkson to the moon and back.
Loved, past tense.
I need her to do something. I need her to put out new music.
It's coming.
I know it is, but until then, she's off the list.
Oh.
I feel a little bit guilty for that because my car is still named Kelly Clarkson, so there's still that.
Mm-hmm.
I do still love to watch her old videos like Walk Away and Since You've Been Gone. But lately, we don't have that connection because there's nothing really out about her.
So she's got to do stuff.
Yeah,
to you got to
do stuff to keep my attention. So I've been looking at my list. I've been typing people down in my notes as I think of them or as I realize, oh my gosh, I have a mad crush on that person. And I've narrowed it down to 11 celebrities that I think are hotter than any other celebrities that I can think of.
Okay.
And of course, because I bat for the other team, mine are women.
Okay.
So I asked you to make a list too. Yours are guys, I assume, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we can go back and forth one for one, I guess, if you want to.
Let's do it.
All right. So the newest member of my celebrity top 11 list is Gal Gadot. And she is Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Sarah, my girlfriend, has had a mad crush on her since we met.
Mm-hmm.
She was her number one free pass or whatever. I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. I saw pictures of her. She's pretty, but she's not like drop dead gorgeous. And then I saw some press that she did for Wonder Woman. And then I saw the movie Wonder Woman.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, I had all the feels. The right ones, the wrong ones, the in-between ones. All the feels came to my body over Gal Gadot, I think is how you say her name.
That's what a badass chick will do for you.
See, in real life, she is a badass. She drives a Ducati.
Ooh.
So if you Google it, you can see her on motorcycles and stuff and leather. It's pretty hot. This is no particular order.
Okay.
My list, by the way, if I didn't say that already. So Gal Gadot.
All right.
Wonder Woman is a new member of my free pass list.
I'm going to give you approval on that one.
Yes. All right. Let's see what you got, Deontay.
This is my newest addition.
Okay.
I've gone back and forth on Dancing with the Stars over the years.
Mm-hmm.
When it first started, I was really, really into it.
Okay.
And then over the last couple of years, I start off watching and then I lose interest.
Right.
But Rashad Jennings this season, the winner of this last season, so freaking hot. so freaking hot. He's a football player.
Okay.
Apparently right now he's not with a team, which is why he's on the Dancing with the Stars tour.
Oh, is he?
He is so hot.
Are you going to go to the Dancing with the Stars tour to see him?
Yeah, probably not.
What's his name again?
Rashad Jennings.
I have to look it up. I think that I picture him in my head, but I'm not for sure.
He's super close to his family. He did this great lyrical dance about his dad and how his family supported him. And he had this girlfriend and they had a bad breakup and he was distraught.
Aww, he is cute.
And I bet she's just kicking herself now because she knows she messed it all up. She broke his heart. He wanted to marry her.
Aww.
She blew it.
What an idiot.
That's what I'm talking about.
He is very cute.
He is very
cute. I'll give you my thumbs up on that one.
All right. Who you got?
We talked about this last week. I have a couple of musical people that I love, mm-hmm. love. And I'll just clump them all together real quickly. So Katy Perry.
Okay.
I love her shaved hair look that mm-hmm. she's got going on right now. I've always thought she was gorgeous.
Yes.
But I think right now, something about her is absolutely stunning to me. Mm. So I think that she is over the top hot.
Okay.
Now that I look at my list, most of them are music people. So I'll just go through it real quick, okay?
Okay.
And then there is Tori Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
An amazing singer.
Amazing singer. And to top it off, she's nice.
Mm.
She came in here back when she first started, and she was so nice and so beautiful, like in person, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely gorgeous. Let's not talk about her anymore. Shakira?
Still?
Yeah. Have you seen her new video?
No.
Do you follow her on Instagram?
No.
Yeah, I do. Gorgeous. And she doesn't even have to put that much work into it. She's just naturally stunning.
Well, the hips don't lie.
They don't, do they?
Mm-mm.
It's La Tutora. Camila Cabello.
Okay.
I feel a little bit bad about that one because she's so young.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I feel bad about Hailee Steinfeld. But I love her. Love Hailee Steinfeld to the point that it's probably not okay.
I might be a little concerned about that.
And I'll admit it. Okay, Hayley Williams from Paramore.
Right.
She's been on my list forever and for always.
She's amazing.
Okay, and this one, I decided I wanted to try and live like this person because I love their lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't work out for me. So I just like looking at her pictures of her lifestyle now, and that is Carrie Underwood.
Oh.
Holy crap. Why does God give so many things to some people and so little to others? I don't understand it.
I mean, could I just have that girl's legs, please?
They're phenomenal. Phenomenal.
How is that? How does that happen?
I don't know. How does she have such good legs on the bottom half and such a good voice on the top half?
She's so cute.
Doesn't make sense.
So cute. And, you know, I'm not a big country fan, but she has the cutest personality. I just love her.
Yeah, I do too.
She's adorable.
I do too. So that's all the musicians that I have on my list. So I'll let you do a couple of your...
Okay, if we're doing music, uh-huh. I have two.
Okay.
John Legend.
Okay.
Not necessarily because I think he's hot, but oh my God, he could just sing to me all day, every day.
I think ever since we talked about his relationship with Chrissy Teigen,
mm-hmm.
I've been paying a little bit more attention to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I like him a lot more now than I did before.
Yeah, I love him just personality-wise. He's so funny and smart and just everything about him. But, that voice.
Yeah.
Sing to me anytime. And then Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
He's
so dirty.
Oh, God. Dirty in a good way.
He's so dirty looking.
Oh.
He looks sweaty.
And those. Yeah, he does.
And he would smell like cigarettes.
And those abs and just ripped clothes and that hair. And he's hot.
I mean, maybe if I saw him right out of the shower, I could agree with you on that one.
I don't care.
He's so dirty. I don't get that.
Don't. Hair.
I want to put Bure oil strips on him just to soak up some of the, because he is sweaty and ick.
He can come be sweaty and ick at my house.
Okay, but I agree with you on John Legend all the way. I think I agree with you mostly because he's married to Chrissy Teigen.
Mm-hmm.
So just by, you know, the levels to Kevin Bacon kind of thing.
Gotcha.
I guess we can do levels to Chrissy Teigen. So I love John Legend for you.
I'll take that reason.
Okay, what do you think about a redheaded Brittany Snow? Pitch Perfect?
Redheaded.
I love her as a redhead like she is in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
she's okay as a blonde. I mean, she's still beautiful as a blonde, but redheaded Brittany Snow does something way different for me than blonde Brittany Snow does.
Huh.
I think she's beautiful.
She is beautiful.
And I think it's just because of her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The red really makes her eyes pop more than the blonde does.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I am right.
I think you're right about that.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, what you got?
I know that this is a give up because everyone loves him, but Ryan Gosling.
It's not a give up.
I just love him. He's just adorable and sweet and cute. And, you know, I'm not really attracted to the white boy, but oh, he's so cute.
He is cute. He's not on my list.
I love him.
He's not anywhere near my list, but I can see why you would say that for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you that one.
Okay.
I suppose.
Oh, if we're sticking with the white boys.
Go ahead.
George Clooney.
Yeah.
I've been a George Clooney fan from way back. From the Facts of Life days.
Roseanne.
The ER days. Mm-hmm. I've always, always loved him. And he just gets better and better and better.
I think he's okay when he's shaven. I don't like the scruffy look on him so much.
Because
he's so good looking without it. I think it takes so much away from him.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
You know, I don't like beards.
Yeah, I'm not real big on the beard either.
Guys anyway, but yeah, I can see that for sure.
He's just sexy. And you see him in, you know, in a suit.
He's classy. He's classy. And there's something to be said for that for sure.
Hanging with a mall and he's just so in love with her. And now they have twins and he's all excited about being a dad.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, I like that. He's a good choice.
I love
him. I think if I was going to do a boy list, some of yours would be on mine.
There you go.
Possibly. What do you think about Charlize Theron? Not from anything that you've seen before, but she's got that upcoming movie where she's does some lifestyle of killing people or whatever, and she's like a superhero kind of person. I don't know what it, I can't remember the name of it, but just seeing her do the things that she does when I see the previews for that movie, I think, oh my gosh, that's hot.
She is beautiful.
Oh gosh, she's stunning. I'm going to have to go home after we finish this list. What do you have, Deontay?
Okay. These are two people you probably don't know.
Okay.
Boris Kodjo. Do you know who that is?
No, and I X him off the list just because that name is awful.
Oh, but he's so hot.
Okay, Boris Kodjo.
There's a sitcom, Last Man on Earth. He was on that for a little bit, and he's on BET's Real Husbands of Hollywood.
Okay.
Black women know who this man is. He is so beautiful. He is so beautiful, it hurts.
Boris Kodjo.
K-O-D-J-O-E.
Oh, yeah, he is pretty. He looks like that guy from that show, the cop show, like CSI or something. That pretty black guy,
Shamar Moore?
Yes, that guy.
Yeah.
He kind of resembles him a little bit to me.
Yeah, I guess he does kind of.
But he's prettier for
sure. He's way prettier.
Yeah, I like him with his little beanie on his head.
Oh, he's so hot.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
And then the other one is Henry Simmons.
Henry Simmons.
Henry Simmons in the same vein of Boris Kodjo. You probably don't know who he is, but when you see him, he is so pretty. His big breakout role was on NYPD Blue, and then he's now on that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. movie.
Show. A type for sure.
Yeah, I like the tall, bald guy.
Yeah, you do. He's good looking, too.
I know.
Some of these black guys are just beautiful.
Yeah.
They're just beautiful men, and there's no way around it. It doesn't matter what you do to them, they're beautiful people.
So, so pretty.
Yeah, I do like that guy. I'm Googling these if I don't know who it is. I'm trying to keep up with you.
Yeah, I figured those were two that you definitely wouldn't know who they were.
I have one. This is the last one on my list.
Okay.
This is a throwback to back when Full House was on the air and Step by Step was on the air. Christine Lincoln.
I don't know who
that
is.
I think that's her name. Yeah, Christine Lincoln. She was the tomboy on Step by Step. And I follow her on Instagram now. I always thought she was a lesbian for sure, but she's married to a dude and has a kid. And so let me pull up a picture for you. Hang on. Christine.
I vaguely even remember Step by Step.
Really? Step by step, day by day, a fresh start over, a different hand to play. People we call. Anyway, that's Christine Lincoln.
Nope, I don't remember her at all. She's pretty, though.
She's beautiful. And she does a podcast now, and she does that TV show with Beverly Mitchell and Jodie Sweetin.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of how she came back onto my radar.
Oh, okay.
Is because she did that pop TV show, and I started following on her on Instagram, and I love everything about her. Mm. Like, she's beautiful, she's got a cool family, she's funny, she's motivated. I want to be her. I don't want to be married to a guy. Just get rid of the husband, and I could totally have her life for sure.
Minor details in an otherwise perfect plan.
Know, whatever. All right, what's left on your list?
Okay, the last three, Idris Elba. Man, that British accent. If we could get him to be the Black James Bond, all over that.
That would be huge.
Oh, he is so freaking hot, that accent. I fell in love with him first on The Wire, where he plays like he's from Baltimore.
Okay.
And I didn't know for the longest time that he was British.
Right, isn't that amazing how they do that?
Oh, man, and then when you hear him talk, I'm like, oh. Okay, anything you want.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Jesse Williams from Grey's Anatomy with the blue eyes.
Oh, yeah. He's beautiful.
He is so pretty.
Ugh. God, he's very just smooth.
Yes.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
And he and his wife are getting divorced.
Oh, so he's available.
I know. He was a teacher before he became an actor.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So he's smart and cute.
Yep.
And talented.
Can you imagine him as your high school teacher?
Ugh. He's the full package.
I know.
Okay, what else you got?
And then Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, yeah. See, but I think he would be such a pain in the butt to live with that I could never have him on my list.
Oh.
Just because he's probably got to eat an insane amount of food because he burns too many calories every day.
Yeah.
And he's probably super uppity about what he does eat. So it's always broccoli and chicken, broccoli and chicken, broccoli. Oh, shut up, Cristiano Ronaldo or whatever your name is.
Yeah, that'd be a pain. But he's got enough money where he could hire a chef, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be cooking.
No, you're going to be naked in the bed. Let's be real.
I'll make sure my husband doesn't listen to this podcast.
Well, we definitely need to post our list on our Facebook page for
absolutely
these two. I would love to know who on our list we completely got wrong or who completely got right.
Who did we leave off? That's what I want to know.
And that too, because this kind of thing really opens, like, I just want to start Googling pretty celebrities or something like that to see who I could have put on my list.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this, and I didn't intend on saying this, but I'm going to make Gal Gadot, I think that's how you say her name, my number one.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and do that. That's a big step because I just now decided to do that. And she's the newest member of my list at all. So that's a huge jump.
Yeah, I think Rashad Jennings is number one on my list now.
Okay. I like that for you.
Yeah. He's the number one. I'm telling you, when he's told that story about how he experienced that breakup and how she broke his heart, oh, I just felt so bad for him. And then just wanted to pick all the pieces of his heart up for him and just put them all back together.
I see him telling that story with vanilla ice cream melting down his chiseled abs and you wanting to lick it off of him. That's how I see that happening.
You're awfully visual, Shannon.
I am very visual. Like I said, I'm going to have to go home after this. So sorry. If I needed to get anything else done, it's not going to happen. My mind is blown. So, yeah.
And on that note, we should probably wrap it up.
Yeah. Go to our Facebook page at The Stuff Podcast, and we will see you next week.
We will.
And I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you later, Radicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.